Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, we present a message recorded by the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., on December 17, 1954. The title of the message is, Be Strong in the Lord. The text is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20.
My first introduction to Bob Jones University came about a little over 35 years ago. I lived in a little town called Lilburn, Georgia, just 30 miles north of Atlanta, and worked on the south side of Atlanta. That meant about an hour's drive to work every morning and an hour's drive home every evening. I would carry sermon tapes in the car and listen to various preachers as they preached, until one day I stumbled across a radio station, WAVO. It was a radio station that belonged to Bob Jones University. And every morning as I would leave my house for the office, I would hear a message by Dr. Bob Jones Sr. I never had the privilege of meeting him in person, but I felt as if I knew him. And those messages were very challenging. It really burdened my heart for the Lord and the work of the Lord. Told me a lot about this school and the heart of this school. Many of you have never had the opportunity or privilege to hear Dr. Bob Sr. preach. Were you going to hear him this morning by the miracle of tape? Just a few moments, we're going to play a message for you entitled, Be Strong in the Lord. This is a message that was preached on December 17th, 1954, 46 years ago. Give him your ultimate attention now as he preaches to us.
Now, I want to leave with you a special Bible message this morning. Now, what I'm reading this morning is addressed to you. It's in Ephesians. Notice now, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Now, he was what he was by the will of God. That's all anybody can be. Nobody can be bigger than that. You can be what God wills you to be. And that's all you ought to want to be. Now, he said to the saints, which at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, that's, I hope, inclusive. I hope that takes you in. If you are faithful, this is written to you. Now we come over here to the last chapter of this book of Ephesians. Finally, he's finishing now, writing to you, if you're faithful. Now wait. Finally, my brethren, go home at Christmas time and have a good time. It's holiday season. You're going back to see the crowds, you know. Stay up late at night and run around. Celebrate. No. Finally, my brethren, be strong. No, he didn't say that either. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Now, don't forget it, man. And in the power of his might. Now, that's for you to be strong. Listen. This, you will be weak in yourself and run around with weak people, but you are supposed to be inside this power, this source of power. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to go to the devil. You don't have to stumble and fall. You don't have to go soil your testimony. Now, he said, I'll tell you how to do now. Put on the whole armor of God. Don't leave anything off now. You need everything he's got for you to wear. If you go out without the kind of coat you ought to wear, you'll take the devil's cold and may get his pneumonia. I've been going to chapel, hearing those folks dig at me and talk to me. I had to stay and listen whether I wanted to or not, and I took it. A little of it soaked in. Sure, I'm going to relax and go home. All right, you try this relaxing. There's no such thing as relaxation spiritual. There's no such thing. Listen. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, you do all for the glory of God. If you take a nap, you're to sleep for Jesus. If you cook a meal, you're to cook it for Him. If you sing a song, you're to sing it for Him. Whatever you do, there's no such thing as spiritual relaxation. No such thing in the Bible. All the time, always on the job in everything. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You got somebody against you. Let me tell you something. When I read one time, for the first time I read it before and saw it, where the Apostle Paul said, I'd have come to you, but Satan hindered me. I said, if he could hinder Paul, keep him out of town, you know, he's an awful fellow. You never have begun to conceive the power of the devil. You have no conception. You have no conception of what he can do. I used to hear a song when I was a boy, and I used to enjoy it so much it sounded so good, because the devil was picking on me all the time. Devil trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. And I'd run and get on my knees as a little fellow and pray and say, he won't bother me. But I didn't realize whom I was up against. And I'd be there praying, he'd be right by the side of him, making me think about playing ball. Put something in my mind. You can't intimidate the devil by kneeling down. He goes to prayer meeting. You don't find many people there in the average church, but he's there because some saints are there. And wherever there's a saint, the devil's either there in person or send somebody to check on him. He's got plenty of help, too. The devil's never been short of workers. If he can't get anybody else, he'll get a deacon or a steward or a modernistic preacher or a cocktail-drinking Sunday school teacher. And he has called a few times on some Bob Jones University alumni to help. Yeah, I'm known to do that. Some of our folks have sold out. Yeah, they have. They've sold out. Just see, there's some of Judas Iscariot stayed with the Son of God 3 years. I can imagine somebody saying, look at that fellow out on the hang of the neck. He's one of the Jesus boys. Yeah, he went to Jesus school. He turned against him, though. Yeah, he sold him out. I've said it many a time. I'd like to say it now. I've always had a little respect for Judas Iscariot. When he got disloyal, he was decent enough to break his rotten neck. I've known people in my day to sell him for less than Judas got, and they won't run every half they sold him. They're the big people of the church of the town. Brilliant preachers sometimes in the pulpit. And every one of these preachers and all these pulpits, even if you're pastor at home, that tells you it doesn't matter whether Jesus Christ was born of a virgin and preached lightly the blood of Jesus Christ, is a servant of the devil. I don't care who he is. He gets preachers, deacons, stewards, elders, vestrymen, Sunday school teachers. Oh, it breaks my heart when he gets one of our boys, one of our girls. He's got a few of them. I know one of them that was here one time, went away and lined up with a Unitarian to destroy this school. I've seen it. Yeah, but I'm sympathetic because they're sure up against a big boy. Go up against the devil. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the trickery. You get home first night you're there. I hope you go to a good Orthodox church. If you don't, you ought to go to that kind. If you're in a modernistic church, you ought to get out of it. If you do stay there, God knows you're not supported. But maybe prayer meeting night. Hope Bob Jones University crowd will all be at prayer meeting. You know, if you wanted to kill Christians in this country, or church people, you wouldn't go to prayer meeting to shoot them. To stand in the theater. On prayer meeting night, you can kill more church members coming out of picture shows and theaters. On prayer meeting night, you can kill at prayer meeting. Devil knows where to find them. He got them out of prayer meeting, sent them there. Now remember, don't underestimate your enemy. The man that underestimates the opposition gets in trouble. Now, you up against somebody. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, wait. That's all there was to it. I get along. But that's not my battle. Man against man, that's not it. Personality against personality, humanism, that's not it. He puts on notice, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. That's not our battle. But with principalities, empires are against us. Principalities and powers in high places, the heavens, all the way home, you'll be riding on a bus, in a car, on a train, with an unseen army all about you. And remember now, wait a minute, you're on his territory too. You know, our citizenship's in heaven. Now, this is the devil's world. The earth is the Lord's, but the world now, as far as mankind, the devil's the god of the world. But wait a minute. The devil is limited by the authority of God, and he can't get you unless you want him to get you. Now, remember that. You have somebody with you. Great is he that's in you, and he's in the world. As a Christian, the Holy Ghost is in me, and the devil's in the world. God's bigger than the devil, so I can walk through his territory. I can march across a battlefield on enemy territory and be victorious by the grace of God. The devil is limited. There's no limitation of the power of God, but the devil can go so far and no further. There's certain realms he can't get into. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers in heaven, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Did you know there are demons, outstanding demons, princes, rulers, hanging around the captains of the world? Yes, there are unseen evil personalities hovering over the Capitol of Washington, halls of Congress. Some of them people are God's people. He can't manage them. But he's there transacting his business. He hangs around London and capitals of the world. He's there. Boy and girls, you listen to me. You don't know what you're up against. Don't you treat this thing lightly. Devil's no joke. You quit making him forked hoofs and crooked tail with a pitchfork in his hand. If you saw him walk in here today, clothed in his majesty and power, with the crowns of empires upon his head, looking like an angel of light, you'd tremble in his presence. Oh, God help us. I never see a fellow fall, go down all these years. It doesn't scare me. I'm an old man. I read in the paper where some preacher's gone to the devil, and I tremble all over. I've been scared all my life. Oh, what folks will do, how they'll fall, how they go down. You keep your eyes open. Keep your head clear. Understand this thing. Rule of darkness in the world against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore? In view of all you're up against. Wherefore? Since that's so, what are you going to do? Take on you the whole armor of God. Don't leave off any of it now. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, if you can't conquer the territory, be sure the enemy doesn't conquer you. Let's fight to win the field of battle. But if you can't win the field of battle, be standing on your feet when the battle's over. Having done all to stand. If you go down at Christmas time under some temptation, your blood be on your own skirts, not on ours. It's our responsibility to run a kind of school here, and the Board of Trustees know it, and the executives know it, to run the kind of school, if a fellow goes to hell, there's nobody to blame but him. That's our business. Listen. A preacher hasn't done his duty in a pulpit until he takes the blood of his congregation off his hands and throws it back on their own souls. A school that calls itself Christian, that permits the devil to set a trap for the feet of the folks that go there. Oh, what those executives will have to answer for. At the judgment bar of God or the judgment seat of Christ. Taking you the whole armor of God, to be able to stand, to withstand evil day, and having done all, be sure you stand, man. Your business is to conquer every enemy you can and win him for Jesus Christ. But if you can't win a fella, when you get through, smoke of battle's cleared, be sure you're on your feet. Don't you go there. You'll be a hero in God's sight. You know, no preacher ever won everywhere he goes. No Christian ever won every soul he talked to. You can't get all of them. Paul stood before Felix and Drusilla and preached to them until Felix trembled. We went back to jail and left Felix trembling in sin. We didn't win him. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Now, I want to make this practical. I could go into this theologically, but I'm not going into it. Don't be a four flusher. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a sham. Don't be a liar. Don't talk more pious than you're living. Don't strut some stuff you haven't got, and if you've got it, you won't strut it. You have your loins girded with truth. Be sincere. Be honest. Be straight. And have you on the breastplate of righteousness, His righteousness. Be sure you're a Christian. Hardest job you ever had is to be religious without religion. Be a Christian without Christ. Hardest job you ever had is to deliver goods when you don't have goods to deliver. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now notice, He didn't tell you to have peace when you go out. He said, as far as possible, live in peace with all men. As far as possible. Don't have any unnecessary trouble. If it's a fuss, don't you to be to blame for it. But He said, in the world you have tribulation. But you are shod with the most peaceable message the world ever heard. The only peace you are supposed to have is a peace of God which passes all understanding in your heart. On the battlefield when the bombs are exploding, the atomic bombs are dropping, and the hydrogen bombs are dropping. The earth is shaken by the explosions. You are to stand there with the peace of God and offer the enemies of God the peace the gospel offers. That's your message. That's a foot message. That's a traveling message. That's a message with which you're shod. That's what you take to them. He didn't say, go ring the bell and call them to church. He didn't tell sinners to go to church. Now, I wish they would go with the gospel preached, but He didn't tell them. He said we should neglect our assembling ourselves together. He told about saints. He told you to go to sinners. You're a traveler. You got a sword in your hand fighting. But your message is one of peace. God loved you. Jesus died for you. You can make friends with God if you want to. He'll make you His child. You can call Him Father. That's your message. You know it, don't you? Take it to them. Above all things, take the shield of faith. Now, wait a minute. That's preparation against the enemy. The shield of faith wherewith you'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked when they shoot at you. You know, most of this armor is for protection. Take the helmet of salvation. That's over my head to protect me from bombs that are going to be dropped by the devil's crowd. He'd been dropping them out of the air a long time. And the sword of the Spirit. You know, this Bible is the sword of the Spirit. Maybe I'm not getting my figure very good. This sort of feeling way along. I don't know exactly how to say it, but I want to make clear. But you know, you fight with the Bible. You say them with it. You know, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them. Warn them to fear the wrath to come. Go out and tell them the day of His wrath's coming. Resist the devil with a soul. Resist the wickedness of man. Stand firm. And then what? Talk peace. Poor sinner said, I surrender. Oh, how I've seen them surrender. Preached to them maybe a week. Some old fellow come down and say, how can I get it? I stick the sword in the scabbard and say, God loves you. He wants to save you. You can have peace. We have nothing against you. We've used God's sword not to kill you, but to save you. Not that we hated you. We went after you. We were after your enemy of your soul. We were after your soul, and we were fighting the enemy of your soul. Peace. Helmet of salvation, sword of spirit, which is of God. Now, wait a minute. Something you want to remember, too, now. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Oh, God, help me. Help me, God. Help me. One time I sat out on the platform of Billy Sunday. There was no leg in there. And he's just talking to Jesus like he's right there. Jesus, help me. Please help me. Jesus, I love you. I want to talk for you. Help me. No wonder he went up now in this country and preached without fear of man. Multiplied thousands came to Jesus. And they made history in the towns when he preached. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And not just praying, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Pray, yes, but watch. And he said, I'd like to have you pray for me too, Paul said. That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Why, Paul, I didn't know you had any trouble. You didn't. Yes, any man has trouble preaching the gospel. I may be bold. Now, wait a minute. For which I am an ambassador in bonds. What? You in jail for that? You in prison for preaching the gospel?
Yeah. That's what I'm in jail for. I wear these chains. And you ever preach the gospel? Pray for me that I'll be bold. Keep on preaching. Yeah, you'll be discouraged. Some fellow will insult you. Somebody will laugh at you. Somebody say, you went to Bob Jones University. Yeah, you can't neck and you can't dance and you can't smoke. And yeah, old time fanatics down there. Yeah, they'll rebuff you. But I don't think they'll put you in jail. Suppose you knew when you went home today, you'd go to jail for trying to win somebody to Christ. What did you do about it? Some of you haven't been trying much anyway. And easy it is. Which I'm the ambassador in bonds. Now, wait a minute. That therein, even in bonds, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Yeah. Listen. I pray that you'll speak for Jesus as you ought to speak all during the holidays. At home. Sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers. Somebody told me the other day about a certain girl. Used to go out of school. Married one of our boys. They're in a certain church. Well, there's a good deal of enmity, I understand, against Bob Jones University on the part of the pastor or somebody. And she told about her father being saved on the campus of the school she attended. And went on, talked about the revivals in the school. And she didn't have enough grace and courage to say it was Bob Jones University. She was a coward.
She didn't have the courage. An evangelist in this country has fallen down on his knees at a certain ecclesiastical machine, and he went to an independent school too. He went to the Moody Bible Institute. He told some of our boys that go to Bob Jones University and get what they've got, for they've suddenly got it. Well, you go away from that, don't tell anybody where you got it. Don't name the school, it'll hurt your standing. Coward. Coward. I've no respect for it. I have no respect for any man on earth that's a coward. And the worst type coward on earth is a religious coward. If you are a coward, God Almighty will check you off. You may have a job, but God checks you off. Holy Moses. I got a letter yesterday from one of our girls. I'm going to read to you one last thing I want to do. Guardian school. I'm not going to give you a name. I just want to read what she read. It touched me. I cried when I read this letter in my office. I said, as long as God does this for us, we can stand anything the devil wants to put on us. Sometimes we get a little discouraged and a little depressed and tired. We all do. I get a letter from somebody. Sometimes the evangelist runs to somebody I led to Christ out in the world. And I remember what a battle I fought in the town when I held a revival where he was converted. Out in Wichita, a fellow rushed up the other day, said, 37 years ago, I found Jesus Christ in your meeting. That's what keeps you going. That's the best pay that beats clipping coupons from million-dollar bonds. That beats a selling out to a machine for a big job somewhere. Dear Dr. Bob, your messages in chapel these last few mornings have been ones I'll never forget. Last Christmas at this time, I was sitting in dance halls, theaters. We all sat around all hours, smoking and talking. But Dr. Bob, by the grace of God, I'm going home to tell these same girls that I drank with and smoked with how to be saved. Dr. Bob, I know you have many things to pray for. Well, will you pray that I may win many souls to Christ this Christmas? We didn't know a girl ever smoked, drank. Highly recommend it. She got right with God down here. Going back home, meet the old gang. She'll win some of them, too. All she's got to do is have the courage to stand. There isn't a student in this school, not a one of them, that knows the Lord. If you have the character and the courage and the faith and the boldness, you can lead somebody to Christ during the holiday. Now, these boys and girls could lead anywhere from 10,000 to 25,000 people to Jesus Christ in the holidays if you'd go out right. And oh, what joy it'd bring you. You know what they do in heaven? Joy in the presence of the angels. You may not make the headline at home. You may not get in the paper when you see a girl or a boy somewhere and lead him or her to Jesus. But the angels will tiptoe and look over the battlements and say, let's give that girl a hand. Look her up. She's got a soul. Look at that boy yonder. He wouldn't turn back. He had everything to stop him, but he wouldn't stop. Now let's get out and do some business for God. Now, Heavenly Father, if we know our hearts, we've done the best we could for you for the last 4 months. We believe all of us have. President, all these executives. Now we're about to go home. If our ways part for a little while, maybe our ways part, some of us may never get back here. We don't know what's ahead of us. They may come back here and find some of us who are going to be with the Lord. We don't know. But we thank thee for the peace of God, the rest we have in Christ. And we thank thee for this gospel of peace. Help us to be sure we are shod with the gospel of the peace of God. Help us go out and be anointed with the Holy Ghost. Help us not to forget this. Help us to be happy. We want them to be happy. Everybody ought to be. The only people having right to be happy and have joy is Christians. Joy of the Lord, peace of God. But help us to remember who we are. And help us remember the one that died for us. And help us to remember our duty and obligation and responsibility. We're going to run into people with hungry hearts. Some of them may be laughing and playing with the world. They're going to be hungry-hearted people. Somebody sad, somebody defeated. We've got an opportunity to help them. Oh, Spirit of God, lead us and give us souls. We pray for the loved ones of our boys and girls, the homes, the lost. Lord, help them to come to Jesus. Help the faculty members here to win people to Christ. Help all of us, not just students. Help all of us here. Help us all to go out in these days to bring the lost to Christ as never before. Give us many precious souls. Now we commit everything to Thee. Let Thy peace, which passes all understanding, garrison the doors of our hearts, even on the battlefields, when we are facing the foe. May that peace of God, the kind of peace Jesus had when He died on the cross, laid down His life, and then took it again. Let His peace be in our hearts. We pray in His name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. On today's program, we heard a message by the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., preached on December 17, 1954. If you'd like a cassette copy of today's message, send a check for $6.50 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Be sure to mention the name of the speaker and today's date. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.